The numbers told the story. They always do.
He's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here as well. Kelly, you just talked about Amazon ratings from last Thursday night's premiere of the Amazon package with the NFL.
Yeah, I just saw this tweet come down. According to Nielsen, Amazon Prime averaged 13 million viewers. That's up 47% from last season's Week 2 Thursday night football game on NFL Network.
Wow. Of course, we'd have to check to see what the matchup was week two of the NFL. Last week.
I don't remember.
Yeah. that might have had an impact on that, but that's pretty impressive. They got to be thrilled with that, I would imagine.
We'll see how they do after tonight.
The other thing is, what's nice about this show is the people who are on this show also listen to the show. As we hear from Felica and Carr all the time, Todd Wright has checked in. He was listening to our season win totals conversation. He said, enjoying your show this morning. Am I wrong to think an underplay on that adjusted Chargers win total is worth some lunch money? They already lost once. Herbert has an injury that may limit him or linger, and that coaching staff is not a strength either. Oh, taking a shot at Brandon Staley there at the end.
I mean, I'm not betting the over on it.
This is one of those where the pro tip from the first hour really helped me, because I am clouded, quite frankly, by my positive judgment of the Chargers all offseason long, where I have tons of bets on them. So for me to get there is going to be more difficult than the person who's more neutral on them. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I'm not betting the over on them. And I think Todd, emphasizing the point that we were talking about last hour, we don't know. We don't know anything about Herbert yet. Like, I got to see him. I got to see this guy play a game. But, you know, before I'm really confident one way or the other what he's going to look like for the short term and the long term this season, I just feel like there's a lot of people really assuming he's going to be just fine this Sunday, a week after, you know, what looked like a pretty brutal hit. And we know he has fractured rib cartilage. Now, whatever that means, I don't really know. But, you know, it's going to be a pain tolerance thing that he's got to deal with.
By the way, I'm not having gone to medical school. I was like, oh, cartilage can be fractured? That's an interesting turn of a phrase. Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, yeah. Who came up with that music?
I like it.
I like that.
Yeah, whoever did that.
I think I grabbed the music. I don't know. I've been grabbing a lot of music, but I'm a little scared I grabbed it from Rocky now.
Wow.
Copyright infringement, Kelly Bidlin. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
How we doing?
You said you were jogging in studio and you made a joke about yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I said I was jogging in. I was a little huffing a puff because I was like, you know, usually I'm an early bird everywhere I go. I'm nuts about being everywhere early. And being 7:57 was late to me here. So I was literally had a little jog from the parking lot to the front door.
Yeah.
And I said, and he's like, you said, are you okay?
Yeah.
I said, no. I said, I've just jogged in from the front door. I said, you didn't feel it.
Yeah. You didn't feel it?
Yeah. Hey, look, it's fun to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
So listen, we already got a tweet about you this morning.
Oh.
Do you want to hear about the tweet here? We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate that. And this is Jack Larkin, who said, ask Crack if he's been able to leverage. Now, he specifically points out the newly launched Sports Trade Exchange in New Jersey. Ed, I would point out that in addition to Sports Trade, there's also the Profit Exchange. So the exchanges popping up left and right. Have you delved into them at all?
Yes. No, I've had in-depth conversations with the guys at Sports Trade, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart guys. I actually knew them from the old days on the forums back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I used to write for a website called therx.com. And I used to, the forums was like the current Twitter, really, talking back and forth.
The RX forums.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. And there was a lot of them. There was like three or four of them. And there was all, you know, people under anonymity and at least somewhere. I mean, I wasn't, of course. But and these two guys were the really smart guys. And one of them actually did really good at World Sports Exchange, which was a big sports book back then. I remember that. And so now he opened up a legitimate, legalized sports book. Let's call it, sports book's the wrong word, an exchange. I guess similar to the old, like, maybe there was some that were like Matchbook. It was one that was far off places. Oh, Betfair is one, of course, the big one overseas. So they're going to have one in New Jersey, but, you know, my thing, I'm going back and forth when I'm talking a little bit. And by the way, supposedly they're going to be really deep-seated, which is important to have liquidity in the markets. That's very important.
Hugely important.
It's very important because I have played with three different exchanges in my life. And let me just tell you, they're just not, there's just no market there. There's just no market really on the stuff that I want to bet anyway. Of course, on an NFL side, there's going to be Team A versus Team B. There'll be some, but what you have to do is you have to educate the consumer. It's actually going to be better for the consumer to bet at an exchange like this than getting a $250 or I'll even say a $1,000 bonus free bet from a sports book that they offer. That's what they offer now, either $250 or even, like I said, a $1,000 free bet, which is worth less than half of that. So let's say I'll even say $500. Long term, at an exchange, laying, you know, 102, 103 on each side, saving 7 cents each trade, which is, let's call it layman's terms for the viewers, each bet. Long term, that's better than any bonus you can get, trust me.
100%.
So now you have to educate the consumer, though, and explain to them that how it works. You have to. You don't want to be confusing. You want to make things very simplified and simple for people because people don't have time to be confused. They want to go to a game, they want to click on a bet either side, know they have the bet, and it's over. Sometimes in these type of markets, they can make it a little more confusing. So I'm happy to say, though, from what I've looked and I was just in New Jersey, I think this is the real deal. I look forward to it, and I hope people start realizing that this is going to be I'm not going to say the wave of the future, but all the sharps are going to have accounts for sure. But I'm even saying the guys that even bet minimal money should have this, because long term you're going to make a lot more money saving on your losing bets, because, you know, even if you're a sharp guy, you're still going to lose 45% of your bets.
The way that Joe Pita described it here on air, and he's with Profit Exchange, was that, you know, when you win more. When you lose less, right? That's the simple way to put it.
Yep.
And, you know, the Profit Exchange preceded the one you're talking about, Sports Trade.
Right. And they beat them by about a week.
Their growth has just been unbelievable. Now, the growth is from zero, right? Let's point that out. But the growth has been great. And it's just what you're saying, right? It's an unbelievable sort of thing. Again, just to give a comparison that most people would understand the currency of, you'll see -125, you know, for a teaser at Circa. You'll see -120 at Will Hill, but in the same effective bet would be about -105 at Profit. They're talking about money lines now, but that's the kind of thing we're talking about.
Sure.
So I think you're right in the end. Like, even as we're talking about it, I'm sure there's a percentage of the audience that has never been exposed to an exchange before, right? They just know the standard American model of sports books. And so I do wonder, you know, what's your best guess, your educated guess on, in terms of the percentage of bettors out there that would delve into this?
Very low at first, until it gets explained in layman's terms, or someone comes along and actually educates the consumer of how much better this is for them in the end. Listen, I'm not saying give up your DraftKings, your FanDuel, all your big sports books. I'm not saying give them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because they have markets and things that can be exploited, in my opinion. But I'm just saying, if you're betting straight, which most people are, this may be the wave of the future, and just check it out with a small sample account if you think that.
What's nice about it is just another, you know, it gives us another way to bet. At least those who are in New Jersey, right? You have another way to bet.
I think they'll go, the other markets will eventually get them, the other jurisdictions will eventually get them. But Jersey's a great start because, you know, people are a little bit schooled there more in betting before sports betting was even a thing and legalized. So I think that this I think it'll catch on once the customers realize.
As you say that about New Jersey, by the way, do we have this graphic, Kelly, about sports bets made at stadiums? Did you see this? So this is just sort of buttress your point about people in New Jersey are kind of into this, and it's steeped in the culture. They did something. Someone did a study here. This is from Mark J. Burns. in-stadium sports betting numbers during NFL home openers. This is, NFL home openers this year. So through the first 2 weeks of the season, Kendall Baker and Jeffrey Tracy deserve shout-outs on this as well. And this, the type is really small, so you won't be able to see this here, crack, but I'll put on my bionic Austin eyes here. The Jets, number
Ravens
one.
And Jets, yep.
So this is 3 hours before the game. Bill's taking a picture of it. 3 hours before the game till 4 hours after the game. Home openers. The Ravens at the Jets. The Jets have the most unique users. What does that say? 8.8?
8.8 thousand.
8.8 thousand.
With 78.8 thousand in attendance.
So number one is the Jets. New York, right? New Jersey. Number two, Philly. The Eagles' home opener against the Vikings. Right behind them. No surprise there. That's the Giants who are number three there.
Yeah, Panthers and Giants.
Yep. So again, New York, New Jersey. Then Arizona ends up being fourth with all of the options there in Arizona. And as you go down the list, then it's Detroit, then it's Buffalo, Tennessee. The one that surprises me, I guess, is the Steelers down there.
And the Bears. Right?
I would have thought Pittsburgh. Yeah, I would have thought Pittsburgh, certainly Chicago too, but Pittsburgh being a little further down. But that's interesting. But again, that's how... That's the culture of sports betting in this country, and it corroborates what we already think.
I'd like
and
to
know.
Read the bottom. Site traffic measured by geological checks in the immediate vicinity of the stadium from 3 hours before kickoff to 4 hours after. Data sources, of course, like you said. I just want to put it again. I'm going to use that word layman's terms again for people. It's just, of course, New York, Philadelphia leads the way with D-gens. And let's just call it what it is. But, I mean, it actually surprised me. Like, Chicago is a lot better than Chicago. Chicago's a big, giant sports betting area.
Yeah,
to be down the bottom there.
Yeah.
Also, Pittsburgh is a big, believe it or not, very big sports
very
betting
big.
Area.
I was a little surprised they were further down. We'll come back unscripted with the Crack Man on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Start your football season on the right foot by subscribing to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, 24/7 video, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides that covers every game all season long, pro tools like our exclusive betting splits, and pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Sign up on our discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything that we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175, or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all the details, all your options, and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberg in, Bill Krakenberger in studio. By the way, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast, which Bill Krakenberger does with John Orlando. We get tweets, ad beating the book. Always appreciate the feedback here. Ryan Hyatt, great to see the Crackman back in studio with Gil and Kelly on VSiN. Must listen right now and every Thursday. Topher Barron. Thank you, by the way, Ryan Hyatt. Topher Barron. Hey, Gil, I don't believe you and Bill really discussed Survivor, but I'd love to hear your takes this week. Think I'm going 49ers and Chargers. Good luck week three. Bill and I haven't discussed it, but Kelly and I certainly have. We put out a clip about it a couple days ago. It's a difficult week. Bill, are you in Survivor at Circa at all?
I am, but I lost a lot of my entries week one like everyone else.
How many did you start with? How many you got left?
Well, I tell you what, I was partnerships on a lot of them.
Yeah.
I was partners with some guy. I have like one entry. No, I'm sorry. I have one entry and I'm partners on another entry.
Okay.
That's so I'm one and left. A half entries left out of about 10 and a half.
Out of about 10.
Yeah.
So I've heard 10 and a half to 1.5.
Yeah.
I've heard 18 to 2.
Wow. Yeah.
And I know the dude who had 30 had 10 after week one. I don't know what he did week two.
Wow. Yeah.
Todd Bubba Horowitz. We tried to buy an exchange. He's talking about betting exchanges in the early 2000s, he says, that was based in Ireland. Liquidity is the key, 100%, Todd. He said, Betfair is huge and has a handle on some events in the 100 million range. There must be market makers to provide liquidity. Todd knows what he speaks, that's for sure. This is from John, the real Joe B. He says, what happened to the smooth R&B ask Bill Crackman intro music? The new aggressive intro has me shook. This is from EZPKNS2. Put the exchanges under the auspices of the CFTC so you could have all 50 states instead of just one. by the way, the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, he's referring to. And on with the tweets. Always intelligent tweets as well here on the hey, show. Always appreciate it.
I'd like to read something that is, this comes from a pro. Of course I know this, but I really didn't divulge it on air. But I knew it already because actually Fez is the one who told me this probably a couple of years back. So Fez was saying about how I said the he's calling this his pro tip of the day, by the way. so he's right. He just texted me. He's right. In other words, I said your free bets. Well, let's say you get a $1,000 free bet, which is a lot of the promotions that are still going on, actually, surprisingly, after week one. You're supposed to maximize that promotion by betting underdogs. This way it's worth more than the 47% or 50%. So if you have a $1,000 free play, you actually want to be able to bet money lines. If something you like, maybe, two or three. He's saying 3-1. But I'm sure 3-1 is really the way to do it. But that's the way. If you're betting a 3-1 dog, you're actually getting a lot more than the 50% long term. So, but I know people like to just use it on what they feel is a sure thing, which is probably going to be a favorite, which is really dumb to use it on a money line favorite. But it is proper strategy actually to bet those big underdogs on a money line. To get that free. It's free money anyway, so you have a good shot at something. And, especially an NFL money line underdog or something like that, maybe a 7-point dog or something. That you're betting the money line, though. You're not betting the 7 points.
I just enjoy the fact that while we're doing our pro tips of the day, that others are doing it by proxy as well.
Yes.
He has his own pro tips.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
I love that. We appreciate that, as always. Did you see this thing this week? I don't know if you saw it. And now I'm having trouble finding it, so maybe someone will text it to me. But there was a situation over at FanDuel where someone had a defensive touchdown, yes, to be scored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I hope I'm going to explain this right. So we had, essentially, before the season started, and then he has documentation of this also with a chat with people at FanDuel, saying that special teams touchdowns do count in the defensive touchdown props. So this past week we had a blocked punt that was returned for a touchdown in the Atlanta Rams game. And then I think there was another one somewhere else, either in week one or week two. But anyway, upshot of the story is all of these folks who had the yeses that there will be a defensive touchdown scored, we're talking about the sum of all the games in week two, right? It stood in their accounts for a while, and they were like, oh, yeah, it should be a yes, based on all the conversations. And then in the end, they were graded, no, there wasn't one, because there wasn't actually a touchdown scored on defense, only on the special teams. But they already had documentation where they stated to them, yes, special teams should count as defensive touchdowns. And I also think it was in black and white.
That's usually the way it's worded. It's the word of defensive / special teams, ST.
Say again, Kelly?
Devin Duvernay kickoff return for a
Devin
touchdown.
Duvernay kickoff return was the other one. Yes, thank you. So there was two instances of that.
Right.
But the blocked punt being sort of the most, the one that was specifically talked about also.
Hmm.
And so in the end, they said, no, we're sorry you were given bad information. It's all a loss. And to me, shouldn't they just, it's clear that you have sent mixed signals on that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you just honor those?
I mean, honestly, I could talk about every single sports book that's out there about these kind of problems that happen. And there's disconnect.
I'm not trying to pick on
no,
them
no,
specifically.
No.
Yes.
There's a disconnect between the player, us, and customer support. There's just the people in customer support, they're getting their $15 an hour and they're read from all different form answers they're giving. It's supposed to go to the traders or someone in risk to answer. And a lot of times it doesn't. I mean, literally, I had a problem. I was in Mohegan Sun recently in Connecticut, and I had a problem. I walked up to the counter, and there's a bet ID. People don't know this. If you bet enough money, everyone has a bet ID. And I say enough money. If you bet like $500 a game, they want it. I mean, they want fingerprints, blood samples, eye scans, I mean, everything.
Retinal scan.
So yeah. They wanted a bet ID at the Mohegan, which is FanDuel. And by the way, they're very good to me at the counter, so I'm not picking on FanDuel. And I gave them my bet ID number, and they said, well, you're not allowed to bet with us. And I said, well, what do you mean? I just gave them my bet ID from Atlantic City. And he said, yeah, we just called. You're not allowed to bet. I said, it's impossible. So I text John Sheeran, who I've had on my podcast. He's one of their the traders, one of the bosses, I suppose. I text him. I said, John, I don't know what's going on here. They're saying I'm not allowed to bet with you guys. And sure enough, the bet ID, which I don't know why, it goes from the fan, the customer support wouldn't answer it. You have to know someone. And they said, you know what? You are allowed to bet with us. That bet ID they're looking at is from the Meadowlands, not from Atlantic City. They have the same set of numbers. But I just wish I was allowed to bet on a lot of the apps, and I'm not. And you get a form answer, and I will read you. I asked a question. I said, really appreciate anything you guys can do. I got downed on the app, and here's the form letter. This was, again, spontaneous here. Hi, Bill. We apologize for the delayed response. We have raised your request with our traders for review. Your limits are set at trader discretion, and they have informed us that they are currently happy with these limits. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. We appreciate you playing with FanDuel. Please let us know if you have any other questions.
They are happy with these limits.
Well, I'm not happy. I am happy. I go to the counter, and they've been giving me some really good bets. So I really am happy going to the counter.
I picture them in the back room all smiling, very happy about their
limits. Yeah, they're very happy. Oh, we're happy with his.
Yeah, we're good with that one. Yeah. Way where it is.
Back to the thing I was talking about for a second.
No, that's okay. Tangents.
That's okay. I just want to go back to the other thing, and just broadly again, which is, the point of that story before is people made bets based on information they were given and would not have otherwise made those bets if they were told the opposite.
Of course.
And then their money is taken from them based on bad information. We cannot have that.
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that?
Definitely not. Definitely not. But Twitter's a big help, though. I know someone recently that had this kind of an issue. He was right. They were wrong.
Yeah.
They graded his games wrong. He tagged him on Twitter. He came to me. I tagged him. And finally, like five different people tagged him, and they actually reversed it and gave him the win. I'm sorry, you are right.
Yeah.
So it's a shame that Twitter is such a small space in this sports betting thing compared to all the square money out there, and they have nowhere to go. But you're right. There has to be a better communication strand from the customer to the sports book.
Got to be. Also, let me just say a little specific thing. This has nothing to do with any of that, but here in Vegas. So Cosmos switched from William Hill to MGM because MGM owns the property. We knew that was coming. So the closest William Hill bricks and mortar to my spot now is Planet Hollywood William Hill.
Right.
They were wonderful at the Cosmo. These guys who are at the desk at Planet Hollywood, It is the most awful experience trying to get a bet. Hey, I want to bet the Braves and the NL East. It's on the sheets. No, it's not on the sheets. Could you just find it for me? People will go. I'm not even the ticket writer.
I can't believe you're talking about this.
Oh, we're gonna talk about this after the break.
I just can't believe it. I want to show you a text from yesterday. You're going to say, Bill, this is ridiculous.
I could go off on this for a second. It's just like, my God, what are we doing?
Wow.
On the other side. Right here, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krackenberger. Numbers Game, East of the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, don't forget to check out all of our podcasts. VSiN has a great podcast network, and they're all free. Hey, that's the thing about podcasts, Kelly. They're all free. Don't cost you nothing. It's a great Ashford and Simpson
one.
Yeah. You'll see there from left to right, we have the college football, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast with Tim Murray, Matt Eumanns, Adam Burke, Jonathan Von Tobel. They're part of that. Then the Pro Football Betting Podcast, Danny Burke is hosting that one. And VSiN Daily Morning Bets, we have that with Josh Applebaum as well. And then, of course, there's Beating the Book. Hey, I know that guy. Who's that guy right there? Which we're recording right after this show. Right here from the South Point studio. Again, the Megapod today. Boy, the numbers on the Megapod and guessing lines. Guessing lines also monstrous. So really appreciate that. And then the GM Shuffle with Michael Lombardi and Femi Abebefe. That is on the right there as well. All of them free. All of them at VSiN.com/podcasts. Skill Alexander, Bill Krackenberger, Kelly Bidlin here as well. Unscripted with the Crackman here, a second hour of Thursdays. Always a pleasure to have Bill back in studio. And I just started something before the break, and Bill's just tripping because he's like, we are somehow connected on these things.
Definitely.
We did not talk about this beforehand. Let me just sort of set the stage again. And this just came off the top of my head because we were talking about something else. But this is just a Vegas thing, which is, and let me just say this also, back in the day, old management of William Hill. You remember the 2018 NFL Propscaper that we got everybody paid, or we helped get everybody paid here.
That's correct.
On a numbers game. That was old management. The new management, and you know, they take bets, they put up great odds, they pay out without trouble. So I want to say good things as well. But I just want to, I've had multiple experiences now in the last couple weeks that something needs to be said, which is, again, the closest bricks and mortar William Hill to me was at Cosmo. It is now an MGM. So I now have to, if I want to do a brick and mortar bet at a William Hill property, I cross the crosswalk.
Take your life in your hands.
Which is, by the way, it's also the hottest temperature point in all of Vegas, those crosswalks.
Wow.
Little temperature note. You cross that crosswalk. Yeah, no, it's true. Little meteorology information for you.
Love that.
Go, sit in the middle of the summer, sit on that crosswalk, particularly the one between Aria and Cosmo, and get back to me at what happens to you. Okay. So the other one is across the strip. So I have to go to Planet Hollywood. Now, this started when the U.S. Open was going on. I was making some U.S. Open tennis bets. And I would get there. Now, remember, in the first round of the U.S. Open, there's a million matches going on at the same time. So I get to the counter. I say, oh, can I see your, you know, could you see your U.S. Open numbers? And I know, you know, what I'm going to bet, but I just want to have the numbers in front of me and bet it. So not the ticket writer in front of me, but the ticket writer adjacent to him who was dealing with somebody else, the young little pitcher, screams across and goes, get a sheet. And I said to him, I go, excuse me? He goes, get a sheet. I go, we don't know what matches have, because there's tons of them, right?
Sure.
I go, we don't know what matches have actually started and which haven't, right? At this point, because these are all like flowing, because matches take different amounts of time to take place. So if you give me the sheet, if you give me the printout, it's going to help everybody, because we'll have it narrowed down to the ones that haven't gone off yet. Anyway, that was the first one. And by the way, I know the supervisor who came over from the Cosmo, I was like, Michelle, you want to like do something about that? Like he could actually learn something about how tennis works. She didn't do anything. So, okay, that was one thing. I'm like, all right, that was interesting. And then I've made a couple Atlanta Braves to win the NL East bets there, which has been a different experience every time. But the highlights or the lowlights of which, where you get there and they're like, get a sheet. I'm like, okay, I looked at the sheets. You don't have a division future on the sheets. You have pennants and World Series. So you're going to have to print it out, and your number's not on the app. So if you could print that out for me, I don't know. And then the process takes 15 to 20 minutes. Really, I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Which is an eternity.
Yeah.
And you, for you, it's an exercise in namaste, because they've already been rude to you.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
And they act like you're inconveniencing them.
Yep.
And so I don't know what has happened in that one crosswalk when you go across.
Amazing.
From this, because the Cosmo was phenomenal.
And Caesar's Palace is great, by the way.
Yes.
We're not trying to talk bad about it. Listen, Caesar's Palace guys are so informed.
Oh.
The supervisors are great. Ticket writers are great. They're bettors themselves. They know what's up.
Literally to the point now where if I ever think about making a bet there, I have to in my head go, okay,
can't go there.
How's the next 20 minutes of my life going to go?
Right.
Really? It's that difficult to make a bet?
Yeah.
And so we didn't talk about this. And so you literally.
Well, 12 hours ago, I got a text because I had a problem last week. On week two, I wanted to bet a look-ahead line for week three, Green Bay, Tampa Bay under. So William Hill had 48, which I knew was going to be a good line, 48. So I went under the 48. Well, I went to I was in Atlantic City. I went to Tropicana, which is the William Hill book. And, I mean, I literally took a photo of the guys behind the counter. They were just rude. They were nasty to me. They were like, yeah, we don't have that. I was like, no, it's next week. It's week three. And we don't have that. We need, I need a number. Like, they're just so rude. Finally, I went over to the supervisor. Nice guy, beard, and very, very, he's actually very excellent. So he printed out a sheet. I think they could print out sheets. So he printed out a sheet. He went to the counter, gave the guy the number to look for because he couldn't find it in the system. And I got to bet the game. And they took a good, healthy size bet off me, too, by the way. I'm not complaining. They're taking bets from me again. Thank you, Caesars. Thank you, William Hill. I'm not saying that, but your choice of employment, though, some of the guys that you have at these, and by the way, it's not just there. I seen it at the Wild West, too, when I was there. They don't want to work. You said the right things. They're mad. They're mad that you came to the counter. It's like these old antique crap dealers. You go to open up a table, and they're like, oh, the guy's buying it for $100. Oh, I got to work now. I hate to do this. You know, it's the same thing. They just don't want to work. They don't really appreciate their jobs because I'll tell you, yesterday, I get a text. I'm going to read it to you. Tropicana, rudest ticker writers in the country. You're so right. One just threatened to call security on me. You know me. I'm calm as I can be, not raising my voice, but they are the absolute worst. And this person that texts me is very calm. His demeanor is very calm.
Yeah.
He said there's one good guy, but he went in to bet some look-ahead lines. I didn't have the rotation numbers because they couldn't find it. The ticket writer, Angela, rudely keeps telling me they don't have it. I asked the manager. They won't give her a printout. That guy wasn't there, obviously, because it's a certain day. I get someone in Vegas to go get the rotation numbers. He gets them. I go up to Angela, give her the rotation number. She screams at me. I already told you we don't have it.
Ugh.
Listen, she refuses to do it. Manager comes over. They said, how'd you get that rotation number? Like, he's doing something illegal. He's putting his money up, laying 11 to 10, and these people just don't want to do their job. And literally, he goes to a different teller, gives that ticket number. Sure enough, it pulls it up. Well, and Angela screams across the thing and says, I'm calling security on you. We don't have that. I mean, just do your job. They've hired people that it's almost like walking into a prison. With a prison bookmaker.
It's amazing. You and I did not talk about this before. We came the same thing. And again, I don't want to talk. It's not all of the ticket writers.
Definitely not.
It's not all of them.
We just talked about seizures.
Because even at Planet Hollywood, there's a gentleman. I wish I remember his name. I think it's James, but I'm not sure. But he listens to the Megapod. We always love someone who listens to the Megapod and the guessing line, so I appreciate that. He couldn't be nicer. There's another gentleman who's super helpful. But when you have more than half of your people screaming at you from across, get a sheet. You're like,
get a sheet. The guy's yelling to you.
You're not even the ticket writer I'm dealing with. What happened to you?
Getting out of my chair for something.
Oh boy.
No, because then this is not just we're not just picking on them.
No,
this is I'm going to say nationwide. Has this happened to you? You go in. Hey, how you doing, buddy? You go to give your ticket.
Yeah.
He takes the ticket. He looks at it. this guy wants money. This guy wants $6,000. Like, this one literally is $10,000. It's $10,000. It's this guy. He wins. I mean, he won. He beat us. I mean, this is what I see. Like, just do your job. And guess what? I'm a tipper.
Yeah.
I'm going to tip. Now you're getting nothing from me ever. You have ruined tips forever in your book.
This gets back to our tipping conversation, where I have said, if it's a book that I normally frequent, right, and they are always as nice as could be, I'm the most generous tipper there is. I will give you tips every time I win something, right? No problem. But like this notion that you're supposed to tip everybody, especially books you don't frequent, and especially ones that are rude to you, hails no.
And it actually ruins it for the other people that because they split tips.
Yeah.
It ruins it for the other good clerks or something. That's why I could do that good old Walmart gift card or something.
Well, you know? I guess what I'm commenting on there is, There is a certain subset to Vegas people where tipping culture is so important in their lives, and they do this blanket thing where if you're not on board with it in every possible situation, you're a horrible human being.
Right.
No, dude, I'm probably a more generous tipper than you are.
Right.
I just don't. I'm just not brain dead about it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you hate when they say thank you too sometimes? You ever that ever happen to you?
Huh.
When you go to, well, I play a lot of video poker. You go to the video poker thing, you cash in a voucher for, $2,300. $2,300. And the guy says, wow, nice win. He doesn't even know I just took a $10,000 marker.
That annoying.
I just took a $10,000 marker. I lost $7,700. What are you talking about? Nice win.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no,
nice not win. Yeah, okay.
Kelly, what happened to you with it? What happened to you with the Caesars thing?
Oh, yeah. It was, I'm just trying to get, the Caesars app. We're transferring over from William Hill handling it, like you guys were talking about out here. I went into Paris to get a Caesars account set up. So figured to myself, might as well get rewards points off of this. So I'll set that up. Their sportsbook's doing renovations right now, so they had a couple tables set up outside. People there had no idea what they were doing. It took me a couple hours to get the account set up, and that was via the phone.
They put me on
someone with Caesars.
Wow.
It took forever.
The NFL props thing from 2018, I had to get on the phone with the supervisors as well. Unscripted with the Crack Band. We'll wrap it
How
up.
How unscripted?
On the other Jesus. Side. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM rewards sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback for what we're talking about and beyond. Oh, the gentleman, Real Joby, who was wondering about the music intro being different for you. He said, all good. Just caught me off guard. Appreciate everything y'all do, especially the little Easter eggs you throw into the show. Was audibly laughing at the mystical references earlier this week.
I told him, sorry, I ruined everything. So
nah,
he was
great.
Asking about the music. I'm like, sorry. Not everybody can be Jeff Parlskill, you know? Big shoes to walk.
Jeff Parlay in studio, ready for the Megapod. That's a shout out to Parlay. You didn't want to do some mystical right there, Kelly? It didn't excite you to scream it out? Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Brian Radke. I would guess, so we're talking about the stadium betting, in-stadium bets. I would guess why the Bears and the Steelers are down on that betting list is because they don't have as much confidence in their teams. The D-Gens in New York still have hope, LOL. Could be. Trenton Stanhope, talking about our talk about Ime Udoka earlier, he says, I want to know how Ime Udoka may get a larger suspension than Deshaun Watson. It's a great point.
Yeah. I think everybody needs to take a breath with this story.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Let's take a breath.
We don't know. Truck. Does FanDuel DFS games count those as points? Talking about special teams, touchdowns, and their daily games. If yes, then they're pretty, let's put it this way, he didn't like it. I won't say what he called them. Tycoon Sports. I also got into it with a ticket writer at GSR in Reno. William Hill runs that sportsbook. I asked for a printout, and he said, grab a sheet. I said, it's preseason NFL, and lines move fast. Had a huge attitude and called security on me. What a joke. As opposed to Rich Copro, who says, I've been to a lot of books in this town, talking about Arizona. He said, the absolute best, most congenial, friendliest writers are at William Hill in Arizona. Charlie's on Decatur. And that's a great point. Again, we'll keep emphasizing that. It's not everywhere.
Definitely not.
It's not everybody.
Definitely. And that's a local place, Charlie's on Decatur.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even though you are taking your life in your hands over there, but it doesn't matter. The book itself, actually, that's interesting to hear that he's having a good rapport over there with them. Because we said it, though, Gil. You had good Cosmo. The guys were great to you over there.
They were so great.
Caesar's Palace, they're great.
Great.
It all depends on management. It really does. Like Keno, this guy.
Walker said it, yeah.
He just said it. He's right.
It all starts from the head. If management sucks to customer service will suck to you. Those are his words.
It is. I wasn't really thinking that you have to be trained well. It's not. It might not even. You see,
that's true of every. If that goes beyond sports betting,
that's right.
Every good and bad organization starts at the top.
Right.
Yeah, because if people, management needs to know what they're doing, because the people underneath need to be able in situations, right? Because Bill approaching with bets or someone approaching with bets that maybe is more experienced, better. If the ticket writer doesn't know what to do, maybe they'll be on the job for a few months. That's fine. But they have to be. It has to be okay for them to say, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. Let me get my manager. And then it gets worked out. If that can't happen, then it's never going to work.
Z Free. Reminds me of when a bartender or server acts put out when you want something and then expects a tip. Not that's NJ. These tweets go on and on, by the way.
Sure.
Says, oh my God, just came back from Europe for 2 weeks. Capital letters, no tipping, none expected. It was truly refreshing, even though I tip everyone everywhere in the USA. This 2 weeks was refreshing. And
wow.
On and on. Appreciate it.
Hey, can we talk about something before we go off here? Because we didn't get to any. I said we're going to talk about some tweets before the show. We didn't talk about a single one. So I want to talk about Las Vegas Chris. So Las Vegas Chris put up a tweet. The trolls in my timeline are right. I can't even say it. I'm a fraud in contest. No more last standing for me. 1-4 VSiN Invitational. I suck. This is what Las Vegas Chris put up. And we're talking about some of the trolls that, you know, people that say things. And I just liked his responses. Last week, the first week ever, I'll never do it again. I had a problem with someone on Twitter. By the way, I started a new Fox Sports Radio show.
Oh, congratulations.
On the weekends.
Again.
I'm doing Fox Sports Radio nationwide. It's on over 400 networks. Really fun stuff. Sunday mornings, 10 to 1 Eastern time.
Oh, I like how you just a little slipped in there.
Just thinking about it, because yeah. I don't know how I don't know how you were doing 5 hours a day at once before?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how you did it. I do 3 hours on Sunday morning.
I'm a
sugar. The preparation that goes into it, the thought process. I don't know how you guys do five days a week.
Parlay and Ben Wilson, right? They're both 15 years old, right? They did like 1 week of what I did, and they're like, I can't do it anymore. Is that right, Parlay? Is that correct? Not the 15-year-old part. Parlay's like,
yes. He says, actually, I'm 16.
Yeah, he's 16 years old.
So. Yeah, no, so yeah. But anyway, going back to Chris, though, Chris had some fantastic responses.
Chris is the best with those.
He did. He had some fantastic responses to the troll people and what they do. And I just thought, you know, I had that happen to me last week. I usually never, ever, ever fall into it and feed them, which I'll just block a move. Now you don't get my info ever again. You can learn things. I mean, I do put out, instead of being entertaining, I do put out some really good nuggets of information sometimes too, guys. So now you never get them again. I'm blocking you forever.
Just remember this.
Yeah.
The trolls are stuck in their home. They can't go anywhere. They're not advancing in life.
Right.
You're advancing all in life.
No,
should you care?
He talked about mental health issues and stuff, about trolls and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Tremendous mental
painfully
health.
Obvious yes. stuff, things. And so... You know, if they were winners, they wouldn't be wasting their time on attempting to drag others down. It's simple as that. Just really good. Like he says, listen, I try and share perspectives many don't consider. Just trying to keep a positive timeline. People could enjoy it on several different levels. But people, I guess someone went after him last week. Someone went after me last week about something with the Fox show or something. And I usually never do this. I DM'd him and told him to go F himself. I don't do that ever. First time I've ever done it. I'll never do it again. I feel bad about doing it. My emotions got the best of me. I just started this show and this guy wants to, you know, but I, only because of the way he said it to me. He was, you know, he was making fun of me in many different ways. You know, of course, behind the safety of a keyboard, and of course, behind the safety of anonymity.
The courage of anonymity, as I like to say. And by the way, sometimes those who think they're anonymous aren't, right? So it's like it's ridiculous even more so. The courage of anonymity. It's an amazing thing in this day and age. Life is too beautiful to care about low vibration stuff like that.
Yeah, though. I didn't know a guy like Chris would get any of them. I just didn't. I guess everyone does. Oh. I guess you've had it. Everyone gets them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. We talked about this. This is, by the way, this is beyond sports betting, right?
Oh.
So you take a guy like Kirk Herbstreit, Jonah Hill.
Yep.
Who was somebody else? But there was some other big actor. I can't remember who it was. But they, like Jonah Hill went off social media. So imagine, Jonah Hill probably has millions of people who love him.
Definitely.
But he probably had like 50.
Right.
Who's the other one, Kelly? I'm sorry.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. That's because Jeff and I talked about this. Tom Holland, who is Spider-Man, who's Zendaya's boyfriend. Can we call him that? Zendaya's boyfriend?
Yeah, sure.
That's what he's really known for, in addition to being Spider-Man. Tom Holland has tens of millions of people who love him.
Yep.
Right? But he's got probably like 150, I'm just making a ratio,
sure.
Right? Who probably are like, it is my life's purpose to ruin Tom Holland. By the way, trolls should know, you have no effect on our lives, right? Like that's the other thing. You have no tangible effect on our lives. You think you might, you don't. Right. But Tom Holland and Jonah Hill and Kirk Herbstreit, Kirk might be back, I'm not sure, they all left social media.
Wow.
Why? Isn't that fascinating?
They let him get to him?
That is such a small percentage.
Yeah.
They have tens of millions who love them. Such a small percentage of people. Does it have any tangible effect on their life? Do they still go out to dinner? Do they still get paid? Are they still soaring in their careers while the person is in mom's basement?
That's right.
Of course. There's no tangible effect. But it was enough negative energy for them to just be like, why do I need this?
Joe Burrow this week, too.
Interesting.
What's that?
Joe Burrow this week.
He's off. Burrow's off.
On his phone, at least.
Wow.
On his phone. But he's getting rid of Twitter on his phone.
Joe Burrow on his phone. But when he goes home on his desktop, he's all about it.
I caught that story. It was like, Joe Burrow removes Twitter. From his phone.
From his phone.
That's kind of a key thing.
I like the block and move, though. I mean, I'm not usually sensitive towards it like that. The guy said something really bad. And I like just block and move. Now you can never get my information again. You never get my entertainment value if you think it is again. You're blocked forever. So
Bill,
when Chris did it, I said, wow.
Bill, it's all you need to know. They're hanging on every word you are saying and what I'm saying. That's all you need to know.
Right.
They don't miss a word.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
But if they knew who we were, Gil, you and I have been out. We're generous to people.
Of course.
We're charitable. I know how to show love with money. I just try to help everyone. I pay for everyone's dinners. I pay for other people's checks at other tables. Try to be nice to people.
Bill,
Jesus, veterans.
Some of us are in your midst. They know you. You know them. That's how
Michigan
they are.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it. Pro tip of the day, or of the hour anyway. Fezzik's got his own off-air, but you'll have to talk to him about what his are. But for ours, it's maximize free bets from sportsbooks. Use on underdogs. Hey, we took his...
Moneyline underdogs, guys.
Moneyline underdogs.
Moneyline underdogs. Just remember that.
This is courtesy of Steve Fezzik, everybody.
Yeah, no. That's Moneyline underdogs is a really good way to maximize those bonuses. I actually didn't think that... I knew he thought this way. I just didn't think he said to publicize it. So I guess, yeah, it's not going to ruin it for them. But, you know, then maybe they'll change it down the line.
That's our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Great to have you back in studio, man. You're the best.
Great.
Kelly Bidlin, Kevin in the corner. This is the Megapod is what I'll be doing next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.